In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Actually, we are very happy over these statements, and we are proud to be called the children of martyrs. However, this puts on us a very big duty, because the Lord one day said to the children of Israel about his divinity, and they refused his statements, and he told him, he said to him, "We are the children of Abraham, and who are you?" And you replied, "If you are the children of Abraham, do as Abraham did." Zakuntum awlad Ibrahim, lakuntum eh. So we have duty here. It's not enough for us to be proud of the martyrdom church, that all the people, as you heard now, witness that. We need to be really, really and truly called the children of martyrs, the children of the persecuted church all over its history. But at the same time, we have to say that if we want to be the children of the martyrs, we have to follow up and follow the steps of the martyrs. Number one, these martyrs loved the Lord from all their hearts. I was visiting during our visitation last week one of the families, and there were about four or five families, and one of them said to me, "I am offended very much when I read any biography of the martyrs and see that they are going to the emperor or going to the governor saying, 'We are Christians, kill us.' And they consider them committing suicide." I said to him, how does can be? Those who commit suicide because of desperation. They don't have hope on earth. But these people loved the Lord from all their hearts. That's why they saw the kingdom of heaven. They saw the eternal life. They saw the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were eager not to finish their life on earth, but to start their everlasting life in heavens. That's why they hurried to the governors and say, "Please, kill us. Please, be sure that we are Christians and we will never change our minds." One day, one of these examples happened in Esna. In Esna, the soldiers came. They were hundreds and hundreds of Christians in Esna, and they killed all the Christians there. They finished them until their swords were full of blood and not of use to kill anymore. While they were leaving the village at the time, three farmers came from the farm and they said, "Who are you?" They said, "We are Christians." And then the prince and the persecutors said, "Okay, go. Our swords are not useful even to kill you." They said, "No, don't leave us. Every one of us has his axe." And gave him, you know, the tool that they use in the farms. And they put their necks like that and insisted that these soldiers separate their necks from their heads. And they buried them in the same place. And up till now, it's called the grave of the three farmers. I heard a couple of years ago that the governor decided to change the streets in Esna, and they wanted to remove the grave of the three farmers. But they appeared to him in the night and warned him to touch this place. And up till now, hundreds of years, it's still in its place, in the middle of the street. They burned it here and there, and it's still up till now. This is the power of the martyrs. So number one, they loved Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to love him much more than anything else in the whole world. And my question now to me and to you, if any suicide bombers comes here and don't laugh, we are not so far from the dangerous here. You see them filling the streets and filling the malls, and you don't know what they may do at any time. If any of them comes to you as they came to the others in the tens of churches in Upper Egypt last month, what would be your behavior? If we don't love Jesus much more than anything in the whole world, I doubt that we will offer ourselves for persecution, because we will not be able to be martyrs unless our hearts are filled completely with the love of Jesus Christ, with the love of God, and also stepping on all the desires of the whole world. Otherwise, our hearts will be taken to the amusements and pleasures. Number two is what St. John said in his first epistle. He said, "This who is born from God does not sin." And does not sin in here doesn't mean that will never fall in sin, but does not live in sin. So those who are born of from the Lord in the baptism, those who are born from above through water and spirits, I am sure that they cannot live continuously in the sin. We cannot gather between being born of the Lord and committing the same sins, living the same life, having the same system, and having the same way of behavior, and just come to the church, sometimes to attend the Mass, and sometimes to receive the Holy Communion, but going to the normal life that we live. I give you an example. I'm sorry, I don't judge anyone, but I mean that those who love God very much and want to resist their weaknesses. Today we had a meeting with the daycare, and we, in the beginning, we had a chance with the acting supervisor, to give us a report about the running out of the running of the daycare. And she said that the city came and complained about something for us a little bit shameful. They found in the parking lot and in the area that their kids, the kids of the daycare, the remains of the cigarettes on the ground, on the floor. And they said it is dangerous to eat that. So my question is, Should I ask anyone in the church not to smoke at all, or at least not to smoke in the parking lot, or just say to him, please, when you finish your cigarette, put it in the garbage, not on the street? No, the first one. The first one. Those who love Jesus are not slaves to any habit. And this is a bad habit. This is a bad habit. And that's why I was ashamed. And this girl is not from our church. And when she said that, I know that some members are still with us who attended the meeting. So we didn't say. And the only thing I said, I will take care of this issue. So those who love Jesus and those who are born from above, nothing enslaves them. Nothing. Nothing. No habit, no sin. Yes, I may fall in sin, and the Lord knows that I may fall in sin. But at the same time, I have the way to correct myself. I have the way to get rid of my sins. I have the way to repent and to confess and to receive the power of resurrection in my life by partaking the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's enough to these points. We have long time from the beginning of the new Coptic year, 1730, and no more tears as of tomorrow, God willing, and we'll discuss. But just to say and to conclude with what I have begun, if we want to be proud of the martyrs, we have to be faithful and honest and true children, really, of the martyrs, taking the same steps, taking the same life that they lived. Otherwise, we'll betray ourselves, but we'll never be able to betray the Lord, who sees and hears and knows everything about us. May the Lord bless this year, and always we say, bless the crown of the year with your goodness, O lover of mankind. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Christos Jesus ben chois
tas ki falasi moito te io tinati
novion so kirie
bros ko men so meta vu vu amin
smoeri ni ponsi
mati so
ايها السيد ربي يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمه الاب الاله قد تكون نبطات قطرينا من قبل الاله مقدسا محيه الذي نفق في وجه تلاميذ القديسين وسرط قال لهم receive the holy spirit to send the armament they are remitted to them, and those which were retained shall be retained. Now also ask and entreat your goodness of philanthropicon for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or anguish of heart and deed and word, or from faint heartedness, do master who knows the weakness of men as a good anthropicon, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your faith, strengthen us, and your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the men, and the adoration. Adieu to you, good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, Who is of one essence with you now at all times and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I mean, we are happy this year to have three new martyrs. Two of them were here, but they were together in one tube. But now they are together. But the cover of the martyr Melanius al-Ikhmimi, one of the hundreds of thousands martyrs of Ikhmim. This one, unfortunately, the box is bigger than the cover. That's why we put it. But we have the martyrs of Fayyum and the martyrs of Ansena with the Fayyum with the Ikhmim and Nagran. حبت الله الآب ضوء الكلامات من دحيد ربنا والقدس المسيح شركة موهبة تعطي القدس تكون معكم تدوم فيكم. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. نوزع لهم البركة and at the same time come and take gifts from the take blessing from the martyrs and also الحنوت بتاعه.